California legislators are working on a deal that would alleviate their state's electricity crisis. Managers of California's electrical grid found enough power to avoid rolling blackouts during the Super Bowl broadcast, despite yesterday becoming the 13th consecutive day of Stage 3 alerts. At the White House today, the Bush administration plans to discuss the electricity crisis in California. NPR's Richard Gonzalez is following the story from San Francisco. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Legislators are talking about issuing state revenue bonds to help the utilities. How is that plan proceeding?
Well, this is shaping up to be a make-or-break week in Sacramento. Lawmakers have come up with a fairly complicated plan to help the utilities pay off their estimated $10 to $12 billion debt. Under the plan, the state would issue bonds and use that money to pay off the debt, and the state would get something in return, something in the form of stock options that could be cashed in if or when the utilities are in better financial footing. The governor, Gray Davis, has been saying all along that he doesn't want to raise consumer rates, but late last week, both he and other lawmakers began saying that a hike in electricity rates for consumers can't be ruled out. So that appears to be the direction we're headed in, and again, this deal's got to get done this week.
Why is that?
Well, to begin with, the legislature approved $400 million to buy power on the spot market in order to keep the lights on, and reportedly more than half of that money is already spent. The second reason is that the federal government extended an order to force power generators to sell electricity to California, and that order runs out on February 6th. The Bush administration says it won't extend that order again. And finally, the state wants to reassure Wall Street that it has a plan for managing the crisis.
What do consumer groups say about the bond plan?
Well, in a word, the consumer groups are livid. They talk about this revenue bond plan in language that we probably don't want to air on radio. They call it a bailout. They say that California consumers are footing the bill for the utilities and that we'll receive nothing but worthless stock options in return.
Well, it would help if people just used less electricity. Is there any evidence that conservation is paying off?
Well, the managers of the California grid say that in addition to their being able to find power from out-of-state suppliers, conservation is what's keeping us from more blackouts. Now, I can only offer you anecdotal evidence. From my home, I can see the skylines of downtown San Francisco and Oakland. And typically, all of those buildings would be lit up like Christmas trees, but right now they're not. I'm not saying that everyone in California has got on board here, but one does get the sense that people are not taking electricity for granted.
Don't you also have a shortage of natural gas?
Well, this is a story that receives a lot less attention. Apparently, Pacific Gas and Electric, which services Northern California, is having trouble buying natural gas. Their suppliers worry about their ability to pay. And now PG&E has begun sounding the alarm that its customers are facing the prospect of having gas turned off in mid-February. Now, where this will lead, I don't know. But clearly the mood in Sacramento among the lawmakers is to forestall that possibility by getting the utilities out from under their debt and keeping the lights on.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco.